volunteering is something a lot of us do when we retire, isn't it? Something else people enjoy doing when they finish working is spending more time with the people they love. And someone who's looking forward to spending more time with her nearest and dearest is Leslie Dolphin from Radio Suffolk, who's hanging up her microphone after more than 40 years of radio broadcasting. She recently talked to Rachel Banham, and here's Angie to tell us about Leslie's love for the county and the coast which she now calls home.
Her listeners have become her friends, and as she retires from her BBC Radio Suffolk afternoon show, Leslie Dolphin is keen to assure them that she's not going anywhere. She will simply be on the other side of the radio from now, enjoying the county in the same way that her audience does. Leslie has been heartened by the response from listeners since she announced her retirement at the end of May. "It's just so lovely. They've all said they're really sorry I'm going, but they're wishing me well," she says. "I shall really miss it, because in the afternoons I feel like I'm having tea with everybody. I've loved celebrating everything that's good about Suffolk." Explaining why she has decided to retire, Leslie says that, like many people during lockdown, she re-evaluated her life a little. She now wants to spend more time with her mum and dad and enjoying the county. She says, "I just want to be able to spend a bit of time with my parents, getting out and doing nice things and so on. I've loved what I've done at work, but I've got to that age now where I just want to spend a bit of time for me, really. I talk every day about the lovely things that people do in Suffolk, but I just don't get a chance to do them." Leslie's roots in radio go back years. She went to University of Bradford in the 1970s and worked part-time for BBC Radio Leeds. On returning home to Norfolk, she worked for a few months with BBC Look East as a floor manager. Then she got a staff job with BBC Radio Norfolk, which opened in September 1980. She took a break to become a mum. Then BBC Radio Suffolk began in 1990. And not long afterwards, Leslie was asked to do a Saturday show. She says, "I didn't have a plan to do what I do, but I've just been so lucky. I've had a fantastic time at both Norfolk and Suffolk, when I was at Radio Norfolk and in Suffolk." Leslie has been presenting BBC Radio Suffolk's afternoon show since 2008, and she still has a passion for radio. "I just love the intimacy of it," she says, "the immediacy of it. The fact that you are really local as well in local radio. You go into the local co-op and you bump into people who've just listened to you in the afternoon. I just love that. You're really part of the community. I like to think people feel they know us because you're a friend that they talk to and hear from day in and day out." Leslie has lived in Suffolk longer than anywhere else, but she grew up in Norfolk. "I've lived between Wyndham and Long Stratton," she says. "We used to go to Thetford Forest when I was little. Dad would take us and we'd see the red squirrels. We'd go to the Broads and we'd go to the coast as well. I love Wells next to the sea. We used to go there when the boys were little." She's also lived for a while in Long Melford, which she says was a great place to bring up her children. And she was a regular visitor to Sudbury. "Sudbury water meadows are some of my favourite places in the whole of the county," she says. "I like RSPB Minsmere, and we were really lucky when Springwatch came to do Minsmere for the programmes there. It's like an oasis." She's a fan of the whole of the coast and adds, "I love Saturn Downham over in the west as well. I think what Suffolk has to offer in terms of variety is just phenomenal." Leslie now aims to take a six-month break, but she will be at the Lavenham Literary Festival on November the 20th. She remains a friend of Felixstowe Library and a lay canon at St Edmundsbury Cathedral. Her final BBC Radio Suffolk afternoon show on July the 28th was a tea party at Worstead Park. A thank you for all of those who've been involved with her show. I'm sorry to be leaving it, but a big thank you to everybody who's ever supported me, whether they're people who listen or they're contributors. I have such a loyal band of people who've helped out on the show over the years. The audience do really become friends. I'm not going anywhere. I will still be here. I'll just be on the other side of the radio, listening to things and enjoying the county that we all live in. Well, Leslie's final afternoon show was on BBC Radio Suffolk from 2 till 6 on July 28th. You can listen to BBC Radio Suffolk live online at www.bbc.co.uk/sounds. The Lavenham Literary Festival will be from November the 18th to the 20th. You can find out more by going online to www.lavenhamliteraryfestival.co.uk. A couple of years before lockdown, Leslie and her husband, fellow BBC Radio Suffolk presenter Mark Murphy, moved to Felixstowe. "We absolutely love it," Leslie says. "I've always loved the countryside anyway, but to be in Felixstowe, you know, you've got the best of two worlds. You've got the town, but walk the other way and you've got Landguard Nature Reserve. Just to be able to take a step out, to listen to the birdsong, to see the sun shining on the sea and to hear the waves. It sort of keeps you sane. It keeps you in touch. It's my daily sanity, I think. We're so glad we made the move."
Thank you, Angie.